Remedios para Liberación y Justicia, Medicine for Wellness, Justice, and Liberation. This section is about sharing medicine and wellness practices that can support us in our racial equity and decolonization journey so that we can arrive at liberation, nourished and well. And for us, that means that wellness outside of a context of colonization and a history of resistance is often fueling more of the oppression that we're trying to get free from. Within a context of our lived histories, our full lived histories, not just colonization or oppression as our only history, but our full whole dignity, past, and realities taken into account, that our healing happens within that context is able to really free us and free others along with us. The remedios that we have and that get passed down, the ones that we develop and remix over time, all of that becomes really important in being able to identify, connect with, resurface if necessary, and make new what's available to us. And not just fight oppression, but really dig out its root within us and also connect back and stay connected to our resistance and our lineages of resistance and longstanding peace and joy and community and love and love and love, a revolutionary love, as my friend Pastor Wes would have us sing about. So that's what this section is about. And this is a continuation of our conversation about dandelion, which presented itself as the medicine for the spring, Diente de León, as it's known in some places. And you can go back to our website and re-listen or read the voice note shared there about that medicine. But really what I wanted to continue to offer about dandelion, what dandelion wanted to continue to offer in its own time is more about this root. You know, the dandelion itself looks very different at different stages of its growth. So sometimes we'll see it and it's all green. It hasn't flowered yet. Sometimes we'll see that beautiful yellow pop and flower that we, so many of us recognize about it. Sometimes we'll see it as that beautiful puff and plume, have memories of sometimes picking them and blowing them away in the wind and scattering its ability to recreate, because those are the seeds, right? That's in seed formation. And throughout all of that, the root is also looking very different. It's not like the root stays the same, but there are some plants where what we work with is the root of the medicine, because when all of what's going on the surface changes and morphs and mutates and looks different, that energy at some point sucks itself back into the root, brings all its potency into the root, because all of what's going on at the surface is manifesting depending on what is happening with that root. What is its health? How deep did it go or not? Did it get the things that it needed in order to produce what we see at the surface? And so I do want to offer that for this stage of the spring, for people who may have chosen to also work with dandelion, you know, really preparing that root medicine that it offers. There's many different medicines dandelion, Diente de León offers. But I've been introduced to work with it, to work with the root of it, and to either sit it in something like very high in volume, not volume, high potency alcohol, to create a tincture. And then also to decox or boil for a while that root to really be able to give it the time that it needs in both cases to gather that medicine from that root in a way that our bodies can ingest it and morph it into that powerful truth-telling medicine, that liberatory liver cleansing, get out toxins medicine that we know dandelion is for so many of us. So those are the preparations that I offer, and I would be happy if you all got in touch or wanted to gather together to create that medicine with each other. And then also you can look up all sorts of things that will support you in creating either a dandelion tincture or a dandelion decoction, which is really taking the root and boiling it for some time and then being able to drink that tea that comes from it and take that in directly. And in both of those cases, you know, I do want to focus on the fact that it takes time. You know, there's something about the spring and this season where I know that I used to kind of treat the spring and the fall as like, why? I almost ignored them. I almost didn't actually give them their due respect, because I was thinking about the more severe, for me, the more severe seasons, right? Winter, growing up in New York, being born and raised there with a severe winter and cold weather. And then that summer with that stinking heat, hot garbage smell, humidity, it's like extremes, right? And so the spring and the fall for me just kind of felt like the seasons where I would torture myself about what was coming up and not really stay present to the fact that there's something to be said about each of those having their own medicine that would support me in being able to be grounded and, yes, in some ways prepared, but also just really in a place different from where I was, right? Like the winter was what it was, which for me was very harsh and a form of terrorism. And I'll talk about that more in our next Remedios offering. And, you know, if I was really present in a different way, and when I became present in a different way, the spring offered a transition to let me thaw out from the winter and not just go jumping into an intensely hot summer. And so now giving each of those seasons their due respect, I do think that there's something about being able to prepare this dandelion medicine in a way where I can prepare it, put my intentions into it, and then let it take its time. That feels really, really good about making it in the spring. I also really enjoy that because dandelion for some people can be an intense medicine, that I actually utilize this intermediary season to prepare it and perhaps use it for the intensity, you know, to match the intensity of a time like the summer. Where I may want to really be, for instance, keeping that tincture on me to ensure that I am clearing of toxins that I might, you know, take a part in, invite into my body in different ways, because I feel a lot freer and more sexually connected. And I mean that to my sexual energy, not just necessarily sex, that I have before. And there's just a vibe, right, for the summer that I may loosen my boundaries and borders, whatever that looks like, that I might also then want to make sure that I'm doing all those things really grounded in my truth, and that the dandelion can help me with that. And it can also just like help me process out the things that I may be partaking in that could be a little bit heavy for my body to process. Like alcohol, or may take a little bit of time for my body to process, like more alcohol or drugs or certain kinds of foods, and that the dandelion can help me process all of those things as well and make sure that my liver is safe and healthy and well in that process. So I say all that to say that this is a really great time to sit some dandelion under the sun if you'd like, but certainly to boil it, simmer it under for a little, you know, for some time, and make yourself either a very strong tea decoction, or let that sit in some alcohol to make yourself a tincture, to really bring that dandelion medicine in right when you need it. Maybe it'll be during a season that symbolizes a little bit more intensity for you to match, and be able to work with the intensity for some, what will be the intensity of dandelion. So, buena suerte, and let us know how it goes.